Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsports.com.
With you up until 8 o'clock this evening, Larry Bluestein, Vlad, taking you right up to the top of the hour. We have Miami Heat basketball this evening a little bit later on. Hope you'll tune in for that. And also about 7:30 or so on our sister station on 560 WQM, University of Miami. Making their debut basketball-wise this evening with Jay Lucas, the new head coach. And so it should be interesting as well. And any interview we have this evening, don't forget you could go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and you'll be able to catch up on everything that we have this evening. We'll have six guests. We start things off this evening, though, with high school football, one of the programs that's been more the one of the successful programs, but kind of under the radar. You don't get a chance to hear about them a lot because of the fact that they don't get that spotlight that they truly deserve. But I'll tell you, Miami Coral Reef, defending GMAC champions, will be playing once again for the title. Head coach Tim Wood is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And once again, congratulations on a great season so far.
Thank you so much, Larry. Thank you for having me tonight.
Yeah, this is you know, like I said, I mean, you get the spotlight, okay? We got the Northwesterns and the St. Thomas's and Chaminade, and everybody gets their spotlight. But you know what? If it wasn't for, like, GMAC, a lot of the independent leagues, I know that Nova Southeastern's playing in the Sunshine State Athletic Conference, a lot of these other programs, I don't know if we'd really have football that much down here because the interest level wouldn't be there. You're playing, you know, you guys are playing teams of equal caliber, of teams that are in the same classification, have the same type of kids, and it keeps the interest going, you know, throughout the year. And like I said, you could only have seven state champions, you know what I mean? So why not enjoy the process? Why not have the kids, you know, have a memorable time? And I know over the last couple of years, last year with you and then Coach Gene Chu with Ferguson, and they had an exciting win over Braddock a couple of years ago to win the title. Talk about that, because I think it's so important to develop these kids and give them something that they can look back on in a positive way.
Well, Larry, you're absolutely right. When we made the decision 4 years ago to go to the independent league, it totally changed the dynamic of our program. You know, we're dealing mostly with kids who don't grow up playing a game. And when they get to high school, they just want to be a part of it because they see the big programs like the Northwesterns and the Centrals and all the teams that do get the spotlight. They see that and they want to be a part of it. But, you know, there is that rather large gap between the haves and the have-nots in Dade County. And so what the independent league has allowed us to do is really experience the same environment, the same expectations, the same standards as some of these big programs have, because you know, our goal every year is to win a trophy and to win a championship, just like the big programs. Granted, sure, it's not a state championship, but it's a conference championship. And we know that for the most part, every week we get on the bus to go play, we can compete. And that just changes the total dynamic and the attitude amongst the players and the experience that they get out of this thing. And it's been tremendous for us.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, you take a look for as long, because I can remember when Coral Reef first opened, they were designed as a magnet program, a program where it was geared towards, you know, basically setting up careers for kids education-wise. I mean, not that no other school does, but I mean, I'm just saying that's what this program was designed for, and a lot of kids who perhaps lived across the street or played, you know, youth football or baseball down the road, they didn't exactly go to the school. They'd go to other schools like this. Talk about that, because you have academics at your program, and I know at your school is paramount. I mean, there's no bargaining. I mean, if you don't get grades, you don't play. I mean, you know, there's no, hey, you know what, I'll take summer school or this. You guys are in a position where a lot of your student athletes in all sports are geared to, you know, to getting to the next level collegiately. And then, you know, perhaps one day, you know, being a lawyer or being somebody that owns a business. Talk about that, because I think that's probably the most important element and, you know, in this whole equation.
Right. So our guys come in and they're either coming there for high academics, or they're coming there for a specific program, like a drama, like a chorus, like a band, where they have to audition to get into those programs. And those teachers and leaders of those programs are kind of like coaches in the sense that they're trying to run a program themselves. And they need a certain commitment out of their guys for rehearsals and shows throughout the year. Our high academic programs, I've had quite a few international baccalaureate students play on the team, been outstanding players for us, and never wavered in their commitment to their academics. And so our guys are under some constraints that maybe aren't at certain schools when it comes to some of the commitments that they're required to be a part of and to honor in addition to their athletics. And so we do have to juggle some things and adjust, maybe perhaps like unlike some other programs, so that we can have some of these guys that really need to be a part of athletics and contribute a lot to our program, but they also have some serious commitments in other areas of the school. And so, you know, the kids do a good job of it. The faculty at Coral Reef, very supportive. They communicate well, and we, you know, together juggle what we need to do to get our kids to excel in all areas.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Tim Wood joins us, head coach, Coral Reef High School in Miami. This football team is pretty good. I mean, you guys have obviously, you know, played some really good ball all year long. You have a great mix of seniors, couple of juniors and a sophomore. The kid Dylan Bethel obviously is doing extremely well, but at the same time, you have a lot of underclassmen like Michael Flores is doing well, Amari Germain. Talk about this team.
Well, we came into the year and we had a lot of question marks. Had a really strong senior group last year. Had some question marks, but we did have a strong core of seniors coming back to guide the younger guys. 7 of our 8 wins this year have been shutouts, Larry, and so that's been quite an accomplishment for our defense. We're led by some seniors, Dylan Perez, Devin Villalobos, Adrian Lopez, and Caleb Wells, and then a junior that's really, really had a strong year at linebacker, Javier Peralta. Offensively, it all starts with the quarterback. He's a 3-year starter. Feels like I've been coaching him for about 20 years, but he's really a dynamic playmaker and does a great job for us. And his best attribute is he stays calm at all times. He's nothing phases him, and that's what you really need from your quarterback. Our running back is an underclassman, Sebastian Reglado, an absolute workhorse. I mean, he's anywhere from 18, 19, 20 to 25 carries a game. And we just lean on him and lean on him, especially down the stretch of each game, and he really helps us wear the defense out. And then we got our 2 playmakers, Dylan Bethel, the senior, who's our leading receiver, And then our young guy, Amari Germain, who doesn't get the ball maybe quite as much as he would want. Two reasons. Number one, he's an outstanding blocker. I mean, he is fierce as a blocker. And second, you know, he just not enough balls to go around between the quarterback and the running back and Dylan Bethel. So Amari, but when he touches it, they're usually big plays. And so he's definitely a bright young guy. And then on the offensive line, we returned two starters, but really one was a main guy. Richelle Garcilas is the absolute anchor. And he's allowed an inexperienced group to grow and get better throughout the year because, you know, this coming into the year was a concern of mine. We love to run the football, and with the O-line being inexperienced, it's going to be a big challenge. They've gotten better and better, and we've leaned on Richelle, and we've leaned on these running backs to really do it. And then the X factor really this year is our kicker. We got a guy, luckily for us, he came out just in the nick of time, his senior year, a soccer player, Brian Cano. He's outstanding on extra points, pretty much guaranteed. And then his kickoffs, the number of touchbacks is unlike anything I've seen in high school football. And that's a huge, huge factor in our defense being so successful, because anytime we score, you're pretty much going to have to start on the 20-yard line. So that helps us a lot.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's talk about the championship game you'll be playing next week against Hialeah Gardens. Talk about it, and maybe we get a couple of people out there to watch.
Well, so we're excited. We're excited to play. The tentative date is next Wednesday, the 12th. You know, that could change, but right now that's what we're looking at. Hialeah Gardens is hot. I mean, they're coming off 3 wins in a row. They're always tough and scrappy. We've played them several times over the last couple of years. I've got a ton of respect for Coach Magner. I mean, he's a veteran. He's got tons of years of experience, and it shows in his teams because they're tough. They scrap. And his offense is really difficult to prepare for because they're very multiple. They give you a lot of looks. And so it's a lot of film study and a lot of preparation. And so it's going to be a challenge. It's going to take everything we got to come out on top in that one. So we're excited. Our kids are hungry, and we can't wait to tee it up.
Good stuff. I can't thank you enough. As usual, you've worked extremely hard. You've been one of these guys, and I was telling somebody the other day that, I mean, your coaches, especially yourself, you know, and Gene, who's been at Ferguson since the school opened, that bust their tail, and you guys produce a lot of talent, a lot of kids that are student athletes. You don't get that recognition, and certainly I've admired everything you've done, and what you do for the kids is 100% all about them, and not you don't want any of the attention. But I had to shine the spotlight on you tonight, Coach, and because of the job you've done. Hopefully we're going to try to get out to the game next week as soon as we know the exact time and date and location, and give you a little bit of support. And again, thanks so much for taking some time here on a Monday night.
Well, thank you, Larry. I really appreciate the kind words, and you know, guys like Gene Chu inspire me, and you know, we just try to, like you say, we try to do it for the kids and hope that that at the end of the day, 10, 20, 30 years from now, the experience is what really helps them in life. And I'll keep you posted on the game, and
yes,
look forward to seeing you there. I will.
Good
do,
stuff.
Larry. Thank you so much.
All right. You too. Thanks so much. Coach Tim Wood, head coach of Miami Coral Reef. They'll be in the finals next week of the GMAC Championship, the Independents, and love that. I love that a lot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.